Tesla's routing problem and the antitrust stakes of autonomous vehicles. Tesla's Texas robotaxi service has accumulated rider complaints about routing failures substantial enough to constitute a pattern rather than isolated incidents. The vehicles are reportedly having difficulty with certain routing decisions, becoming confused at specific intersections or road configurations, and in some cases taking routes that are significantly longer or more problematic than necessary. For a service whose entire value proposition is that the car drives better than a human, navigational failures are among the most fundamental product problems possible. The timing places Tesla in direct competition with Waymo, which has logged tens of millions of miles of autonomous operation across San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Phoenix with a strong safety profile. Tesla's approach, camera-based systems without the LiDAR sensors Waymo employs, has always been the more aggressive technological bet. Routing failures in real-world Texas conditions suggest the camera-only system may carry meaningful gaps in certain environments, and every well-publicized failure erodes the fragile public confidence that the entire autonomous vehicle industry depends on. The competitive dynamics of the robotaxi market also raise antitrust questions worth understanding in advance of market consolidation. The Sherman Antitrust Act Section 1 prohibits agreements between competitors that restrain trade. Section 2, more relevant in technology, prohibits monopolization, specifically the use of dominant market position to suppress competition through means beyond simply outcompeting rivals on merit. Critically, holding a monopoly is not itself illegal under U.S. law. What is illegal is using that dominance to exclude competitors through exclusionary tactics. In the robotaxi context, the relevant question is whether any dominant player uses data advantages, regulatory relationships, or infrastructure position to prevent rivals from competing on the merits. That remains speculative for now. But if routing problems persist and a market leader responds by lobbying for regulatory standards, their system meets but competitor systems do not, standards designed to foreclose rather than promote safety. That is precisely the conduct antitrust law is designed to address, as the late 1990s Microsoft browser case illustrated.